and our Redeemer. Amen. I want us to rest today in the comfort of the Lord. As I said, every Sunday is the Lord's Day. Every Sunday is a little Easter where we remember resurrection. This is the reason why Christians have shifted the Sabbath to Sundays most of the time. It's not that we consider Sunday the Sabbath. Sabbath is always the seventh day, but that because of resurrection, we celebrate Jesus on a new day. The early church sometimes called it the eighth day. That was the eighth day, that the week had been completed and Christ had completed it. And that is why we're here, even those in your pajamas. Even me in my pajamas. It is the Lord's Day. It's a day, the feast of incarnation. It is a day of memories that go back generation. For many, Christmas Eve holds the memories of the candlelight service at church. I have memories of falling asleep on my mom's shoulder at the midnight service. And waking up, and it was Christmas morning, and I was so nervous about, oh, I just want it to be Christmas, and I fell asleep. That's why I always liked those midnight services. But Christmas Day usually holds memories of presents, of feasts, and family. We don't often have church on Christmas Day. It's hard to get kids to focus on God when they just opened up a new Xbox. It would be hard for me to focus on God if I just opened up a new Xbox. It's totally understandable. But Christmas doesn't end once the dishes are cleaned and the present wrappings are put away. Yet we're so quick to move on. We are excited to move to the next thing. For some of that, it's shopping tomorrow, or it's vacations. Hey, that's what I'm doing. I'm ready to move on. Get on that plane. 3 hours to make the flight. I hope it works out. Hopefully the lack of traffic in Austin will mean there's lack of traffic at Bergstrom, but we'll see.
All the planes already left.
Yeah. The build-up to Christmas is filled with tradition, with family and cultural pressures of, you know, for us, it's sometimes like where to go, what to do, who are you going to be with, what's that time? You don't have to be reminded that Christmas is coming. There's reminders everywhere. There's reminders on the radio. There's reminders in the newspaper. There's reminders all over the internet. Mary and Joseph didn't rush away after Christmas. They fled a little later in the Gospel of Matthew, as you remember, but they didn't rush away. They had a newborn baby. They stayed. They cared for the baby. I think in part we move on from Christmas so quickly because we don't know how to stay there that well. As other people in our lives kind of shift to future things, shift to New Year's plans, shift to vacations, we don't want to be left behind. But let us, at least this morning, remain behind. Let us dwell on the birth of Jesus. Let us dwell on the comfort there. John Milton, when he was a young man, wrote a poem on the birth of Jesus that I want to read a few stanzas from. It's called On the Morning of Christ's Nativity. This is the month, and this the happy morn, wherein the Son of Heaven's eternal King, of wedded maid and virgin mother born, our great redemption from above did bring. For so the holy sages once did sing that he our deadly forfeit should release, and with his Father work us a perpetual peace. That glorious form, that light unsufferable, and that far-beaming blaze of majesty, wherewith he wont at heaven's high council table to sit the midst of trinal unity, he laid aside and here with us to be, forsook the courts of everlasting day, and chose with us a darksome house of clay. I love that last line, the darksome house of clay. I love the word darksome. It has this really nice archaic flavor. It feels funny on your mouth. You don't say words like that a lot. But I also love the meaning, pointing back to Philippians 2, which we read last night, of Christ who did not see equality with God something to be kept, but gave up and humbled himself by becoming human. It is easy to move so quickly from Christmas. It is easy to move so quickly from Jesus' birthday. We all move away from our own birthdays fast enough. But Christmas is not simply Jesus' birthday. Birthdays weren't celebrated at this time. In fact, the only mention of a birthday in the Bible is for Pharaoh, who even my son Dominic knows is a bad guy. They weren't celebrating birthdays in that time. In the early church, Origen, one of the early writers, wrote how repulsive and just evil it would be to celebrate birthdays. This is not what people, you know, Christians don't think that, and pretty soon, and I think a lot of that had to do with the coming realization of the incarnation in the life of the church, of how amazing it is that God became human in Jesus Christ. You know, the church is an old institution, 2,000 years. It doesn't just turn over pretty quickly. It takes a while. It sometimes takes centuries to understand what is going on. Christmas is a celebration of that incarnation, of God becoming human in Jesus Christ. This is an event to stand alone. In Exodus, it says that God heard the moaning of his people. Right before he sends Moses back to Egypt to say, "Let my people go," it says, "And God heard the moaning of the people, and God knew." The response of God to the moaning of God's people is the brokenness. To the brokenness of creation is found in the passage I read earlier today from Isaiah. "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, 'Your God reigns.'" We're going to break forth into singing in a bit, but it is good to say with the prophets, "Our God reigns." At Christmas, we see that our God reigns. At Easter, we fully see that our God reigns. And in the reign of God, we find comfort. This is not a comfort we should move too quickly away from. This is the comfort that triumphs over death. The comfort that does not say life will be easy, but that life will be triumphant over death. True life, full life, a life beyond brokenness and sin. A life of comfort that does not escape reality, but is embedded within reality. We came in comfort this day. Let us stay in comfort, remaining with the mystery a little while longer, as we sing together with our lives, "Our God reigns." In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.